Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Are,
let's go.
It's just no reason to get worked up. Remain calm. Remain okay. calm.
Calm. Calm.
Well, your colon isn't calm, but no, remain calm. I have calm. Dairy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, because I know you've been wondering what the hell is going on.
With your hair? I am very concerned about that.
Well, it is a little on the bozo side, isn't it? But anyway, it's the full moon, okay?
Ah. You know what makes me feel better about a full moon?
That it's the flower moon?
Well, that I experienced one recently on a cruise of a lifetime.
Oh! Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
oh,
on, guys? What's going
you
on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 16th of May. In the, that's a lot of hotness, year of Miss Della Hortensia Lavatria Parton.
Were you looking at me when you said that?
No, I didn't even have the video open on the screen. I am your host, the pre-check ready one, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's V-A, wait a second, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even though now TSA recognizes me as a trusted or as a known traveler.
Oh. So you got the pre-check? Right.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. With me is Bozo the Fatty himself. It's Big Fatty. Y'all, he has shaved the side of his head so many times, but he needs to have young Nicholas take the clippers to the top of it.
No, I go to the dentist, not the dentist.
I'll talk to Dr. Joe, see if that's a service they offer there.
I go to the barbershop for that part.
Yeah, but y'all, yes, fat people, y'all, I went to a place called Adentogo or Dentago on Monday afternoon, and
Adentogo.
Adentogo, okay. Yeah, something like that.
Was that over in Mount Copacetic?
I did go over to Mount Copacetic, and y'all, I walked in, and I said, "They said, do you have an appointment?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Okay, have a seat." And I sat down, and I went to cross my leg, and she said, "Okay, Mr. Vader, you can come on back." And so I went on back and gave her my universal enrollment number and my charger plate and my passport, and she said, "Take a smile," and I smiled, and she said, "Oh, don't smile," and I said, "Okay," and then she said, "You're all done." And on Saturday, y'all, I got an email from the TSA, "Mr. Vader, here's your known traveler number, so pre-check for 5 years." So
there you go.
And
how much you have to pay?
$0 because it's included with my charger plate.
It's included with my charger plate too.
I think the cost is $85 if you pay it out of pocket, but they charge.
Oh my god!
Oh, what's
the Siri is going crazy.
They charged me, and then the day
then you
it cleared,
get the credit.
Yeah, the day it cleared it actually credited my current statement, not the statement that it's on, which was very odd, but whatevs.
Oh.
I mean, 85 is 80. I mean, whatever. It all works out in the end. But yeah, so all taken care of. And my co-worker, Lorena, she also did it. Now, her charger plate did not include it, which I consider amateur hour. And so she had to pay. But y'all, We are going to the Alaska, and
you've got to have a passport for that. That's why you went there, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But y'all, it was super easy to do. But we're going. We'll be in and out of the airport. We'll go through TSA 6 times in 5 days.
Ugh.
So we decided, or I decided that it. And y'all, honestly, I've never had an issue with TSA, but the older I get. Quite honestly,
you don't have to go any further.
Right. Taking the belt off is frustrating enough because, you know, the pants, they droop. But
plus, then you got to put it back on. You get winded.
It's true. But y'all, the shoe off thing, it's just, it grosses me out. Then on these business trips, y'all, I feel like I have Miss Sugarbaker's luggage in my backpack. And so it feels like take out everything. And like five bins later, and now I just run the whole thing right on through. With all my electronics and my my liquids and my shoes on, which means I can wear any shoe I want. Because y'all, do you do that when you go through the TSA? Do you wear shoes that you know you can get on easily? Because I do.
I usually wear the heaviest shoes I have.
Right. Well, but you have the pre-check.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you going to be wearing your steel-toed moccasins?
No, but I might wear my cowboy boots because, you know.
Oh, look at you.
I know, because my Western-style footwear, because, you know, we're going to the Alaska, and I can only imagine that's what people wear there. But actually, I don't know. But y'all,
I think Tim in Alaska
does not wear steel-toed.
He wears stilettos.
I was about to say, I knowing what I know of Tim, I don't think he's the sort that would choose Western style footwear, or worry about what anyone else thought about it, because he does not give a damn. But that's what we like about the Tim. But y'all, so I did that on Monday, and y'all, the best part about Adento Go, it's next to the Total Wine.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had taken the afternoon off because I just assumed that I would be there for hours, not 4 minutes. But so I was like, well, while I'm here, I might as well just run into the Total Wine. And so, y'all, I have drank everything I bought already. But, you know, we like a deal because we don't like paying the grocery store price for the
speaking.
Speaking
of the Total Wine, I got an e-letter from them. Say, Big Freddy, we miss seeing you. Here's $10.
Oh,
come see us. And I said, thank you for calling. And then, it's $10 that you can use on selected items. And one of the things was the handle of Tangeray, which was also had a $4 coupon on it. So that's going to be $14 off.
Lord.
Needless to say, I will be using that coupon.
Well, you know, who can blame you? Who can blame you? Now, Big Fatty, we've got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. Y'all, Baron Frosty has recommended the mouthwash.
Yes, I saw that.
Now, that was the only feedback. Oh, that's not true. Jay the Hunt Cub gave me some kitty cat feedback. But that was private. But y'all, the Baron Frosty has recommended the Act mouthwash. Now, do you use the Act mouthwash, Big Fatty?
No, I use the Walmart.
That wasn't a sound effect, but that was poopy. It's the Walmart brand of like Listerine. Is it
Equate?
Yes, but it what's the equivalent name brand?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't like the Listerine; it's too strong. So I use the Target brand of the Colgate or the Crest. But yeah, so I've bought the Act. Now I haven't used it yet because I got to finish using up what I got.
Took his advice.
I took his advice, and I don't know that I was worried about it changing my taste buds for an hour because I don't eat or drink after I use it usually, so it doesn't really matter. But we'll give it a try, and we'll report back on how ruined advice of the Frosty one was.
You know, he is a shut-in.
You know, I know he crafts. That's all I know.
That's, you know, that is a clear, you know, Big Ricky, shut in. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The old gal, shut in.
Other than being fat, what's the connection?
No, she makes the dioramas.
No, I didn't know
for
that.
For Christmas time.
Oh, well, that's just...
Maybe she'll do a diorama of the Cruise of a Lifetime. Wouldn't
it's
that
true.
Be nice?
Now, are you caught up? I'm behind on the Cruise of a Lifetime videos because sometimes I just like to just binge them, you know, just binge.
I am.
Y'all, he's doing something on his phone. And he's
I'm
not
unsubscribing from all these different e-letter accounts.
If only you were retired and could do that when you weren't doing something else.
Well, I'm doing the important stuff right now. What was the question again?
I don't know.
I'm caught up on the things. Okay. I watch them every Friday when they pop out, because I'm usually sitting here on the veranda waiting on the Friday at Fatty's crowd.
Terrifying. Okay. Speaking of Friday at Fatty's, I saw Granny is back on a cruise ship.
Back on the cruise.
Yeah. Now, he is on the Carnival cruise. So I can only assume that it's similar to the old gal's cruise. So, you know.
Well, I think that very similar.
I don't see why.
Maybe it could be that, you know, he's on the Sunshine.
I do.
In fact, I believe the Sunshine is on his shoulder.
Sunshine. I can't sing.
Sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, well, good for him. I'm glad he's out there just living his best life in his, you know, final years. So, yeah. Now, Big Fatty, we've got some kitty cat updates.
All right. That's the perfect bumper.
Right. Again, there's no bumper, so that's as good as it gets. Y'all, she's not doing well again. The medicine worked briefly. Now it's not, but we're hiring a new position at the coal mine. It is the canary caretaker there at the coal mine. And y'all, I'm on the hiring committee. Now, Big Fatty has been on this hiring committee before.
I have. And what is the question I ask everyone?
I don't know.
Question I ask everyone, are you able to eat your weight in donuts? Because we have snacks all the time.
Right. So we didn't ask any of those questions. Anyway, got some good candidates after weeding through 40 that were terrible. But y'all, I did the interviews Tuesday morning from home. Y'all, we were interviewing someone that was in like Indonesia.
Oh.
And so with the time difference, we did it super early Tuesday morning.
That's kind of a long commute, isn't it?
Well, you know, the canaries luckily don't need much attention. But anyway, y'all, I did it from home because I just didn't want to force myself to get up that early, to be quite honest, and leave the house at 7 o'clock in the morning, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, I was sitting here in the recruiting studio. And, you know, I had the bed made and everything. Right now, there are no sheets on it. But y'all,
I was going to say, I see that the bed sheets are gone. Does that mean that the kitty cat had an accident?
No. But anyway, so
you had the accident.
Yeah, it was me. Okay. But y'all, I was muting. I had my audio muted, so I only unmuted it, you know, when I was talking. And I had the background blurred, kind of like this right here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So
I had the background blurred and the lighting was a lot better. But y'all, we're nearing the end of the interview. Probably, well, with the candidate who is being offered the position. And y'all, all of a sudden, blur or not, 20 pounds of cat jumps up on the bed behind me and starts cleaning herself. And we all pretended we didn't see it. And my coworker, we'll call him Sam, said,
We all see it. Yeah.
The next day, he said, Larry, I couldn't help but notice. Appears you have a cat. I said, well, yes. Yes, I do. And I was like, she's 17 years old. He's like, oh, she doesn't have any fucks left to give. I was like, no, no, she's done. But y'all, here I am trying to be all professional, worried about her yelling and interrupting the interview. And she just, yeah, she's down. I fed her right before this. So she's downstairs napping. But anyway.
So she's downstairs shitting on the carpet?
No. Vomiting. No, she just pooped. She just pooped a little while ago, so.
Oh, okay.
All is well in that regard, but y'all, it was quite funny, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Big Fatty, the yes. time has come.
Oh no.
I think we should do this.
Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a call. And I can't think of any good reason why this hadn't gotten tightened up. So I'm looking forward
there is
to
not.
Nice and tight.
All right, we've got our first voice letter, and let's take a listen.
Our first?
Well, today. Okay. Well, I know our only. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Big Fatty and Larry Vader.
That's the Laughing Buddha.
Leaving you a voice letter.
Thank you.
Just letting you know that I do not use the mouthwash. Although my hygienist is like saying that I should be doing it.
You should,
especially right before you come see
her.
She
recommends a alcohol free, formula that, will not eat the inside of your mouth out of your head. So you might want to consider that one. Anyway, thank you for calling. How do you hang this thing up?
Don't hang up yet. You didn't tell us what it was.
Right. Yes, I was about to say, could you pass along the name as well, Laughing Buddha? I think the act is the alcohol-free one, if I'm correct. So I will. Ooh, I've gotten a bloop.
Oh.
Someone. Y'all, I was at the grocery store earlier, and it's delicious.
Aye.
It's I don't know, but it's delicious.
Yes, that is delicious.
And I'm just like, it's, yeah. So I'm just like, hey there, Lair.
Hi.
So anyway, y'all, I will report back on the mouthwash, but Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for leaving us a voice letter. You're the only one who ever does. You know, I know Doc Stone is out there listening. Can't be bothered.
Who?
I know that, we know that Dr. Joe is out there listening. Can't be bothered.
Yeah. You know, El Dentisto, you know.
Right. We know that, oh dear.
Okay. Oh, he's looking at the grin doctor.
That was quite the, obviously copied and pasted message. I'm visiting from Florida, and I'm here visiting my cousins. And so, you know, I don't have a car, but if you don't mind, if you could just send me a Lyft, I'll come over. And it's like, okay. That's all I got.
Yeah.
So I forgot. I've lost my train of thought now. So.
Well, you're too busy calling a Lyft.
Right, right. Y'all, I got my hairs did today.
Oh.
Y'all, I was 2 weeks overdue, and you know that it was just out of control. I need to trim the beard still, but Y'all, I was chatting with my lovely stylist who I adore, and she was like, do you have any trips coming up? Because you're always going somewhere. And I was like, I haven't been anywhere in 6 months, lady. But anyway, I was like, well, you know, we are going to Alaska, but I'll see you again before that, because that's like a month away. And she was like, oh,
tea, by the way,
I used to live there. And I was like, oh, well. That's right. Your husband's in the Air Force. And she's like, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, when did you live there? And she's like, 10 years ago. And I'm like, those numbers don't add up. But whatever, you know, like, but she's like, oh, there's this perfect restaurant you have to go to if you're going to be in Anchorage. Oh, and I was like, we are. And
so, TGI Fridays.
Right. And I was like, yeah, we're staying, you know, Midtown. We're not staying anywhere good, but it's so expensive. And she was like, well, you have to go to... I've already purged the name of it, but she's like, it's a cafe for bears.
Oh!
And I was like, okay, I don't know what to say other than I would prefer it's a cafe for beers, but
she's basically just saying, Vader, fat. This is where the fat, hairy people go.
Right, right. And so I said, I can't argue with that. But anyway, so yeah, so that was my fun afternoon. You know, you get that travel advice where you least expect it, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
very excited. Y'all, I went to the grocery store after that. Well, first of all, I went to the Panera for lunch today.
Oh, what did you have? Did you have the soup and a bread bowl?
No, I just had a Caesar salad, a chicken Caesar salad.
In a bread bowl?
No, y'all, it did come with a side of baguette, though. Y'all, it was awful.
Really?
It was so bad. And I mean, it wasn't worth it. And you know, that, and I got a bubbly because they have bubbly on tap there. So that plus bubbly and a $1 tip, because I just refuse to give them any more than that since you have to bust your own table and everything. But y'all, it was like $17.
Oh, my Lord.
And I was like, that is just not okay. So, but y'all, then I went to the grocery store.
It was more than $17.
Ooh. I mean, I walked out of there at $40 even, but it just, I mean, I didn't get anything for $40.
Right.
Like, I mean, I have a couple of things, but y'all... I mean, I'm not one to complain about the cost of things too much, but it is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So,
just out of curiosity, what do you keep your thermostat set at in the summertime?
So right now it's on 72.
Uh-huh.
But once it gets hot and it stays hot, I don't keep it that cool just because it doesn't need to be. It'll run enough to keep the house cool, you know, because it's so hot during the day. So I'll keep it at 73 or 74. What about you?
78.
Yeah, but even at 72 or 73, my power bill never got over $65 last year.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it doesn't. This new HVAC system doesn't use much power. So I need to change the filter. You know, I'm terrible at that. And I keep
Dr. Stone always helps me change my filters.
Right. Which is
and
not.
He hadn't been here in several years.
Right. But you've got young Nicholas.
I do.
It's better than you climbing up on the ladder because I'm not okay with that.
It's true.
That can't happen. I'm not ready to be the executor of the will quite so soon.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Big Fatty on a ladder. Dead. It is.
I was going to say that this is right. Perfect lead-in for
all right, Big Fatty. Big Fatty's going to give me the name of someone born on this day. I'm going to tell you guys if they're dead or alive, which I sometimes have trouble with. But the fun part is why you know them.
Right.
I don't have trouble
Billy
with that.
Martin.
Billy Martin, comedian. You'd know him from Laugh-In, and he is alive.
Okay. Billy Martin is indeed dead.
Oh.
And he was the famous baseball manager for the New York Yankees that was always getting thrown out of the games. You know, and I know you love a sports ball person.
So much so, never heard of him. Okay.
There's someone here named Waladziu Liberace.
Well, unless it's the Liberace, I don't know who that is.
It's Liberace.
Okay. Well, you know, he's a he was the homosexual West.
Yes.
Well, the musician. Very. The piano player.
You know, we were talking about Mr. Cackle earlier, Baron Frosty. And, you know, they might as well cut from the same cloth,
it's
so
true.
To speak.
It's true.
All right. Let's see here now. Olga Corbett.
Olga Corbett. Best. You wouldn't know her by that name. You would have known her by the name of Calamity Jane, and she is dead.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Olga Corbett is alive.
Oh.
She was famous. She was a famous Soviet gymnast and won 4 Olympic gold medals.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Uh-huh. How about that?
It
sounds like we're running out of music. Woody Herman.
Woody Herman, not to be confused with Woody Harrelson. Woody Herman is dead.
And we would know him from?
He was the lead singer of Herman and the Hermits or whatever. Herman's Hermits.
Woody Herman was an American jazz clarinetist.
Ooh.
Dead. And our final one. Have we got time for one more?
We can just squeeze one more right in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David Edward Hughes.
David Edward Hughes is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why you would call him David Edward, but he was an inventor. He also known as Howard Hughes. You know, the spruce goose, the big plane was his invention. And he's dead. But yes.
He is dead, and he is indeed an inventor, but he invented the microhoist.
Oh, wow.
Which I know that's one of those that doesn't really have anything to do with anything, but, you know, we're both putting our faces in front of a microhoist right now.
It's true. Y'all, in my interview Monday, they said, "My Larry, that's quite a nice microphone you got there. What do you use that for?" And I was like, "Well, I Zoom a lot on Sundays at 5 p.m. But anyway, I had repositioned it so it wasn't, you know, like it is now. I don't care if Fatty can see me all that well now. I just want it to sound good. So anyway, yeah.
Well, and you failed on both attempts.
So. Well, there's that. There's
by
there's
the way,
that. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there's another show that has a deceased or living segment on it.
Oh,
yeah, and they've decided to shut it down. Just shut it down.
The whole show. The whole show.
No.
Well, that's a shame. I know we'll outlast that show. Which is not saying much, but yeah. Well, one can hope. Can hope.
Oh!
You know, I called out Daniel Bieber on last week's little show. Nothing to do with what we were talking about, remember? And I was like, yeah, he needs to make a ruling on that. I don't remember what it was, but y'all, we haven't heard from him. So I'm guessing that means he's unsubscribed.
I think that he's made his ruling.
Ah. Well, you know, if he catches up, because, you know, that's all he does. He just listens to podcasts all day. That is his full-time job.
Right.
So if he catches up. Yeah, maybe he'll make a ruling, but probably not. So.
Well, you know, I got nothing. You'll have to come up with something.
Speaking of rulings. Did you,
Yes.
Do you think that after the cruise of a lifetime that a ruler or tape measure or yardstick would fit around your waist?
Well, it wouldn't mind, but,
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Maybe a yardstick.
No. 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 Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's ruined.